And what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Cigar Route Feed. Today is the 15th February 2019, a day after Valentine's Day. Hope everybody had a good Valentine's Day, man. We really didn't do anything yesterday, so I'm not going to tell a story of, oh, there was 400 roses and white doves flew all over us. Nah, it wasn't. We didn't do anything. We worked, came back home, went to the supermarket, ate some fried chicken, went to bed. You know what I'm saying? Because we got things to do. My wife wanted to celebrate today since she got off the weekend. So, you know, we're going to celebrate today. That's how it is. That's what's going to happen. I want to hear it. You know what I mean? But anyway, so, man, crazy week because I really haven't been podcasting this whole week. You know what I mean? I haven't podcasted this whole week due to the fact that I'm trying a new thing. I don't know if it's working for me or not. Look, for some reason, it did work a little bit. It did work. What I did was, like, podcast once a week, and for some reason, it reached more listeners. Now, that's not normally me. Hold on, let me turn the mic down a little bit, because I can hear my room way too much. Anyway, so I've been podcasting once a week, right? And kind of just letting it go, like not as often as I used to. So I used to podcast every day, at least one a day, maybe a little thing. With Anchor, you can, you know, let you just put out a 5-minute thing, because Anchor has always been like a Snapchat of podcast. You know what I mean? But now it's changed something different. But anyway, I don't want to talk about how to podcast. That's a whole nother thing. My week's been crazy, so you know, I did the last episode a week ago, and then it's actually got me the downloads and listens and all that stuff gotten up, it, like, significantly, like, because I guess it gives people time to catch up, you know what I'm saying? Like, by the time, because the thing is, by the time people, when I was doing it every day, you know, I was getting, like, it was like an average. So as soon as I put out the podcast, if I put it out 7 in the morning, you know, I'm at work and I'll check it again, you know, at lunch or something at work, you know, I upload it at 7, I'll check it at 12, and it would have had already like maybe 25 listens, right? Then by the time I go home, it's got about 35, 40 listens, whatever. And then by the next day, you know, I was averaging about 64 listens per episode, right? Which is whatever, you know? And then a couple downloads, whatever. So then I changed it up a little bit. And all the listens, like, I only did it once a week and all of them went up. I guess it's because, like, some people, like, for example, can't catch it right now, today, whatever. So by the time they get to it, you know, I've already put up another episode. So they're listening to the latest one. They're not listening to the one before. You know, not everybody's going to go back. Some people just want to hear the latest. You know, they don't go back. I know I'm one of them. I don't really go back. Like, when I find a new podcast, I don't really go back to old ones. I don't listen to your old ones. I'll just listen to the latest one you put out, you know. Every here and there, I might, if it has a catchy title or something, but I really don't. Like, if it just says episode 204, I'm not going to go back. I don't know what episode 204 is. If it says episode 204, how, you know, I don't know, how I walked on the moon, then I'm going to go and listen. Oh, shit, you know, let me hear what the hell he's going to talk about. But other than that, you know, and a lot of people do that. They don't go back and listen to that stuff, you know what I mean? So I just, I normally put a title or some words that have to do with whatever it is I'm talking about, but I don't really go back, you know, I don't go back and listen to other people's old stuff, and I think that's what people were doing, that's why, and then since I did it once a week, now by the time the people that listened to it on Wednesday heard it, they go on the count log of the people who listened to it on Monday and Tuesday. So by the time it got to Friday, I was already at 100 and something, you know what I mean? And then that added up. So the average listen went up almost double, you know what I mean? And that was crazy. I thought that was insane. I was like, wow, that's crazy. And it's only been 5 days 4 or 5 days, something like that. But anyway, so, okay, let me see. I did this episode. I recorded 20 minutes of this before. And I freaking messed up on something. I had to delete it. It was just horrible. But anyway, folks, y'all, whoever knows me, if you don't know me, I love animals, but I'm not a dog person. I'm not that guy that says, oh man, I can't go anywhere because I have a dog. You know, who's going to take care of my dog? Oh, I got to buy this sweater for my dog. Oh, my dog, that's my son. You know, I don't say things like that. Like I said, that's a beautiful dog. I pet dogs. I play with them. I've had dogs. You know what I mean? I'm not like taking hundreds of selfies. I may take a picture or two, but I'm not taking hundreds of selfies with my dog. And, you know what I'm saying, putting them in therapy and putting them in piano class like some people. I'm not that person. You know what I mean? I don't harm animals. I love them. When we get to this story, the bottom line is I have two dogs now. I have two dogs. I'm not a dog person, but I have two dogs as of last week. Two dogs are in my house that are mine, two puppies. And one of them is going to be really big. The other one's going to be really small. I mean, I'm both sides of the spectrum. I don't like having them in cages. I hate that. I don't like how they look in cages. I know it's a training. I guess it's a training thing. But I don't know. To me, it just feels like, I don't know. But anyway, you know, we go to work. There's nobody here. I got to keep them in the cage. If not, they'll tear everything up. This house is brand new. Let me get to that story. How did I get the dogs, you're asking? That's what you're asking yourself. Well, if you don't like dogs, how do you got two dogs? Let me tell you how I got two dogs. Let me tell you. I got two dogs because of political correctness. Ralphie, what the hell are you talking about? Let me tell you. Hold on. Political correctness got me two dogs. And I say political correctness, and I don't mean political correctness like social justice warrior. I was out there, no, women shouldn't wear bras or whatever. I don't know if that's political. No, I'm sorry. That's feminism. I'm talking about political correctness. You know what I mean by politically correct, where you say what you think has to be said because it's the right thing to do, whatever. I'm talking about political correctness relationship-wise. That's talking about man-wise. Like, I'm a man. I got an idea. I got this. You know, this, I got to take care of this. But politically, the politically correct answer would be, and I say that, instead of saying what it really has to be like I normally do, whether your feelings are hurt or not, which I don't have too much feelings for other people's feelings. Sometimes that can backfire on me. Not that I go around insulting people or not caring about anything. It's just that I'm not the guy that's like, you know, hold on. I'm not the guy that's like, oh man, this person felt bad, you know, this person doesn't like me. You know, I'd rather you do like me, that'd be great, and I like you. But if you don't, it's the same. Like it's just like saying there's a glass of water on the table to me. It doesn't mean anything. Okay, glass of water. Oh, there's no glass of water. All right. Now, let me get to the dog story. So a few months ago, I purchased this house recently. Those peas are popping on this microphone, man. Anyway, I purchased this house, right? While I was in Africa. That's when I saw it being built, whatever. You know, I purchased my house, blah, 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 blah. This isn't a story about real estate. So I purchased in Africa, and I said to myself, oh, I got the house, I got the cars, I got the family, I just need the dog. I went through this phase where for some reason I wanted a dog. Even though I know I had dogs before. The last dog I had, Aria, God bless her. I love that little Chihuahua, man. I love that little Chihuahua. You know, like I said, I did the basics. I got her a collar. I played with her here and there. I petted her. I made fun of her. Hey, you crazy dog. You know, I fed her good. She was never hung there. She was trained. She went on her potty, whatever. She was very territorial, that little thing. And I loved her, man. I got a few pictures of her on my Instagram. If you go scroll down on my Instagram, you'll see the poor lad. But when I moved to the apartment where I had before I purchased this property, I couldn't have her. Oh, I could have her, but I had to pay extra. And I didn't have the money to pay that. You know what I mean? And I didn't have the money and I didn't want to pay it. Like, the money was there, but I didn't. When people say they don't have the money, it's because that money's there for something else. So you don't have the money. Even if it's sitting in your bank account, you don't have the money because it's a savings or it's used for emergencies. It's not to pay so the dog can come stay with me and I got to pay. It was only like $25 more on my rent and a $300 deposit, I think $350 or something. But I just didn't want to pay it. We moved in the a day before the hurricane. A day before. We were scrambling to move out of there and to get to this apartment. We had to move. There was already winds coming and we're hauling furniture upstairs to the house. You know what I mean? I mean, to the apartment. Excuse me. This is my last apartment, the last time I rented. And, you know, so I was like, nah, we can't have the dog. So I had my brother take her to the pound. That broke my heart. Believe me, just to talk about it, make me feel some type of way. That hurt. It hurt my soul, man. Man, look. But anyway, she was gone. My poor Aria. So that's, you know, I had her, but it wasn't like I was like, you know, some people are like, oh, my dog. You know, and I get it. It's a live animal. You fall in love with it and it falls in love with you. I get it. But I just don't have the patience for a dog to, oh man, I gotta take my dog to the vet. I'm trying to do my own, you know, I'm trying to take care of the family. Now I gotta take care of the thing on four legs too that I chose to bring over here. Because he could have been somewhere else. But I chose to bring him, right? Okay. I get it. Some people are dog lovers. I'm just not that guy. Not me. No. So I bought the house and I said, oh, I went through this fever that I had to have a dog. So one day me and my wife went out. I remember it was like 2 months ago, I think, 2 or 3 months ago. We went out. We went to different dog pounds. I was like, nah, I ain't getting no dog from a dog pound, man. These dogs are, they come with something. You know what I'm saying? There's something that happened that traumatized them half the time or whatever. Not all the time. You can, you know, people obviously go to dog pound and get dogs, but nah, not me. So we did the dog pound thing just to kind of see what it is that we wanted. Then we went to, the day after we went to a dog, actual dog place, like that sold dogs. So it was a husky because I was on this, I want a wolf thing for like a week. I saw a movie where this kid had a wolf. And I fell in love with it. And I was like, I want to be that guy. I want to be on the top of a hill with my wolf next to me holding a spear. That's what I wanted. With no pants on, just the little thing, like the little that hangs over your penis to cover it. And like a thong looking thing. All, you know, Aztec looking. That's what I wanted. But of course, that's not going to happen because I'd get arrested. But I didn't, you know, so I went to the store. They had a husky, beautiful animal. Oh my God, this dog was beautiful. When I can't even explain how beautiful this dog was. This puppy, all right, two huskies, male, female. I said, give me the male. They put you in a room with the dog, so the dog, to see how you feel with the dog. You know what I'm saying? You sit there. I was playing with it. He's beautiful, man. This dog, black and it was like gray, and it was like, he had black, he had white, and gray. It was like, I don't know, I don't know how the color, and his eyes were blue, and oh, God, this dog. So anyway, it was $2,600. I was going to get it, but I said, hold on, let me check other places first before I come back here and buy it. We went to another store, they showed us this is where that killed it for me, they showed me a white German Shepherd, beautiful dog. Yada yada, they had us there. They try to give us the old sales pitch because you can finance the dog. I am not financing a dog. I thought the dog was around the same price as the other one. This one was $4,000. I said, go to hell. They lowered the price. I said, go to hell. They lowered the price. I said, go to more hell. Go deep. Go into hell and dig a hole to another hell. And they kept lowering. You know, they tried to timeshare me. They didn't know that I sold timeshares before. So I know the spiel. I know how it works. I know the game. I know how the salesmen do. So I got pissed off and I left. I say, I'm not getting a dog. We are not getting a dog. Forget it. It's not that serious. I'm not going to lose my mind if I don't have a dog. You know what I mean? So we went home. That's it. And we were looking online. My wife's looking online because she's a dog lover. Her family, I guess, they're dog lovers. She's had dogs, big dogs. My family, for the most part, are mostly all dog lovers. They all have dogs. I think everybody in my family. My grandfather's a big dog lover. He's always had a dog. Always. My mom, huge dog lover. She's the type to take her dogs to a barber. I mean, her poodles were groomed. Her poodles had insurance. Her poodles used to go to a daycare center. Her poodles had clothes. Her poodles had the best everything. Her poodles were her babies. Like amazing. You know what I mean? So, but me, I just don't have that, right? So anyway, let's switch to the next part of the story. My wife's cousin said to her, the months that we were looking for the dog, he goes, hey, well, I think my dog's pregnant. I'm going to give you one now. He has two full-blooded bloodline pit bulls. Beautiful dogs. Beautiful. Beautiful pits. I think he said, I think Coco's pregnant. I'm like, all right. He said, I'm going to give you one. Now, he didn't say to me. Oh, they didn't say to me. They said it to her. She said it to me. And they talked about it. Now, it's something that I didn't take seriously at the time. My fault. I understand. I know what you're saying. My fault. This is where the politically correctness shit starts. Now, and I'm talking about family politics. So, the non-political correct side of me, which is about, it should be the majority of me, said no. Right then and there, I'd be like, no, I'm not getting a pit bull because I never wanted a pit bull. I'm not that pit bull guy. I'm not that guy that has to have a pit bull because it's a status thing or because I just love the way the dog. It's a beautiful dog, but I don't want one. And I said, you know, I should have said like what I was thinking in my head to say, but I held back because her family and I know how she is with family. I was like, no, let me not say that. I was just ha ha ha. I smiled. I was like, oh, that's cool. Wrong move. You don't do that. I should have said, hell no. Hell no. I don't want it. I don't want a pit bull. I don't want that dog in my house that I bought, that I paid for, that I went to Africa and, you know, and worked for. No. But I didn't do that. But I didn't take him seriously either. Fast forward to 3 months later. 3 months or whatever. About 6 weeks ago or six weeks ago, something like that. The Coco gives birth. He's sending videos. He's posting videos. The cousins are posting videos of the dogs. And he's got the shots and pure and beautiful puppies. Oh my God, I love them. Beautiful puppies. Great to look at on my phone. I look at it all day. Hell, I make a wallpaper out of it. But I was like, all right. She's like, oh, look at Joe's dogs. My wife, listen to what she does. She goes, oh, look at Joe's dogs. Oh my God, they're so beautiful. I'm like, yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm not getting one. She was like, I know. All right. Fast forward. Babe, Joe says he's bringing us the dog. Nah, we can't have it, babe. This is where political correctness comes in again. She goes, when I told her I didn't want the dog, that we're not getting it, she made the saddest face and her demeanor changed, and I felt bad. So my political correctness as a husband. And yes, don't call it. No, it's love. It's just love. No, fuck that. No, it's political correctness. It's relationship political correctness. for the politics of the relationship, I was trying to be correct. So I was like, what is it, babe? I know you really want it. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's just that this. She's like, no, I know. You know, it's financial. Yes. And I don't want, like, Friday's my day off. I just want to smoke a cigar and chill. Now I have to be quiet because the dog's going to start barking soon. Or the dog took crap. I got to go clean it. Or I got to go walk this dog. Or it's a puppy. I got to train it. You know what I mean? Like, a lot, you know? I got to buy food for it. Oh, man, I forgot to buy food. I have to go back out and get the food. You know what I mean? That type of stuff. But whatever. So I was like, nah, we're not going to get it. She goes, okay. She walks in. This is, what, 2 weeks ago? So I was like, political correctness kicked in again. And I let it consume me. And I was cooking. I said, babe, look, I know you really want the dog, man. I'm sorry. Look, just get it, man. And I'll just learn to live with it. You know, I'll have to adapt, you know, adapt. No, I know you don't want it, but we're going back and forth with the PC shit. She was PCing me, I was PCing her. No, I know you don't want it. When deep down, she really wanted it, and deep down, I didn't want it. I don't even have a fence yet. So, all right, fast forward again. A couple days later, she goes, no, I don't want the dog. I mean, no, she goes, oh, I said, babe, I know you really want the dog, blah, blah, because she was talking about it. Something happened where the dog came up again. She goes, oh, you know, you got, I got the dog. No, she said, something came up with the dog where I was like, where I said, babe, we just can't have the dog, man. Just call your cousin, tell him no. Because she goes, oh, Joe's coming next week. He says he's bringing the dog. I said, babe, we can't have the dog, man. I'm sorry. I know you really want it. Again, she made that face. So the next day, we were talking about something. And I said, hey, did you tell your cousin that we can't have the dog? She's like, yeah, I told him that right now. You know, we just not ready for it. Yada, yada, yada. I was like, all right, cool. I said, I'm sorry, babe. Now, this is where I made a mistake. I really thought she told her cousin that. Now, I know she didn't. Now I know she really didn't. I know she didn't. And I'm going to tell you why I know she didn't. Because I said, babe, you know what? I was thinking, man, you just get your dog. And I know I'll help you, man. I'll just, you know, because it's never going to be the right time. She's like, no, no. I know you don't want it. That was her answer. No, no, I know you don't want it. I said, okay. I said, I feel bad. That's where I left it. Inside, I'm like, yes. She already told her cousin we're not getting it. You know? And I'm fine. We're good. Fast forward. Friday, remember the Joe, her cousin's coming on Saturday with the dog. Friday, she comes home. I was blindsided. Remember, this is like a sucker punch. I go, she comes from home from work. I'm on Friday, so I was playing on the phone in bed or something. And she was playing on her phone. I was in my little man cave right here where I'm at recording my little studio. Then I finished. I went back, sat down. She goes, hey, get dressed. You got to go to the store with me. I said, for what? She's like, I got to buy pet food. I said, pet food for what? Dog food. I have to buy dog food. I said, dog food for what? She's like, Joe's bringing the dog tomorrow. I said, Joe's bringing the dog? I said, I thought you said that you told him that we're not getting the dog. But you said that it was okay and that you were going to help me. Now, I'm a pretty smart guy. Obviously, that was stupid, but I'm a pretty smart guy. I knew she didn't say nothing to her cousin. This is how I knew. Because if I would have said, babe, let's go back when I said, babe, just go get your dog. The last time I said that. If I would have said that, her response would have been, How can you tell me that after I already told my cousin no? I can't go back and forth. That would have been the response. That's the normal response I think anybody would have given. Make up your mind. You told me not to, so I told him not to. I can't go back on it. You know what I'm saying? She didn't say that. Stay quiet. Now, something told me this woman did not say anything to her cousins. She just told me she did. I got upset, but political correctness. Political correctness, marriage edition. So at this point, I'm like, yo, now I'm being politically correct again. Because that's the, you know, this world has polluted my mind and it's political correctness, everything. I said to her, she was on the phone with her sister-in-law. And her sister-in-law is laughing because she sees my face. I'm trying to be funny about it. Oh my God, this is crazy. My mind's blowing, blah, blah, blah. But inside, I'm flipping tables over, throwing glass on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Inside, that's what's happening. I'm being real crazy. I'm punching holes in the wall in my head, right? And I'm like, I cannot. And I don't know what bothered me more, the fact that the dog is coming or the fact that she told me she told her cousin when I know she didn't say anything. I don't know what bothered me more. Both bothered me, but I think the fact that she didn't, that she told me that she told her cousins, but she really didn't, bother me more than the dog. So, okay. Fast forward, Saturday. Boom, here he comes. Bam, we got the dog. I was upset. I said, yo, I don't want this. I told her, I was like, yo, you taking care of it. I'm not doing anything. She's like, oh, we got to get a leash. Now, when the dog came, beautiful. I have it right here. Pitbull. Female. Beautiful freaking dog. It's our dog, Princess. That's the name they gave it. I hate the name, but that's the name they gave it. Because it's not. And here's the thing. I can't say it's not my dog. I love the dog. I love it. I mean, I like it. You know, I play with it. I pet it. I'm not too overly affectionate, but I do. I play with it. I walk her. You know, I give her treats when she does something good. She does something bad, I correct it. You know, I clean up. I help kind of clean up with her. But what did I do? What did the pride, the man pride, or the I think it's a pride thing. I think is she destroyed my pride, destroyed my ego by kind of defying my wishes. Because it's not like I control her, but I'm just saying, like, what I thought we agreed on, which I didn't put my foot, I should have said, no, we are not getting the dog. Tell him we're not getting the dog, because we're not. We're just not. We can't go half. This is not something that you go half on. Like, this is not something that it can, that a 50% vote is good. No, this has to be 100% vote. But unfortunately, she took it upon herself to make it 100%. She went around the system. She beat the system. The system being me, was a big pendejo, and let it happen. I should have really been firm about the no, 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 not right now. We will get a dog eventually. I didn't say we weren't going to get a dog. I said, just not right now. I got to put a fence up. There's things I still want to do, and we just added another mouth. But let me tell you about another mouth. We didn't just add another mouth. We added two more mouths. Because my pride of being defied wouldn't let me quit there. My pride made me say, well, you know what? And I slipped it in there. I said, you know what? She gets a dog, I'm getting a dog. I didn't want a pit bull, but she got a pit bull. I said, if we're going to get a dog, it's going to be a small one. So what did I do? I went ahead and got a small one. The next day, my mom just happened to text me, oh, my friend got these puppies. I said, tell her I want one. At first, I was hesitant. I was going back and forth. I don't know if I want it, man. I don't know. Then I was like, fuck that. And I went and got it. So I got two dogs. I got one, and they're not getting along right now. They're two puppies. One's huge. The other one's tiny. Like, I mean, little, Like, the other one is little. I've never seen a dog this small before. I have to put a bell around him because he, first of all, he matches the carpet. Second, I lose him. When he's walking around and you have to look where you step because you might step on him. That's how small he is. So, cute as hell. Cute thing, man. But day three, I realized, I don't want this, man. I don't want to be training dogs, man. That's not my thing, man. You know what I mean? But, look, that's not my thing, but they've grown on me. Kids are happy, whatever. You know what I mean? So, I got my little Chewy. Call him Chewy. The little one's Chewy, the big one's Princess. Because he looks like Chewbacca. The little one looks like Chewbacca from Star Wars. He looks just like Chewbacca. So, I call him Chewy. And he likes to chew. And you know, the big dog will rip shit up. She will tear shit up. And you know, my wife said, no, you just gotta train him, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking all kinds of scenarios. Oh my God, this dog grows up and bites a kid in the neighborhood, yada, yada, whatever. You know, but they're like, and the answer every dog person gives, you know, this is one of the things that bothers me, especially pit bull people. Pit bull people live off of, no, not my pit bull. Or, nah, my dog's good, man. My dog ain't gonna do that. I've heard that answer. And I ain't gonna lie, I haven't seen it too much, but I have seen it where somebody says, nah, my dog don't do that. And then you hear a story where that same dog mangles someone. You know what I mean? Now, I know that's, you know, it's all how you raise it, how you train it, and all that. But just that 1% possibility is enough for me. You know, if I'm going to get mangled, let it at least, if a mangling attempt is going to be made on something that, you know, by something that I own, let it be by a Chihuahua or a terrier, a little teacup dog, a little thing that, you know, a little ankle biter that attempts to devour you, but he does bite your jeans or something. And you're like, oh man, he bit my jeans. Not a pit bull. This thing, Princess, my pit bull. Yes, I said my pit bull. She is going to be big. She's a puppy and she's big. She's going to be big. And she has the attitude of her father, Conan. And Conan's a good dog. Beautiful, beautiful pit bull. Good dog. But he has a lot of energy. He's powerful. Powerful dog, and you see the size of his head. He's huge, man, and his head is huge. I mean, I can tell. I can tell if Conan decided one day I'm gonna fuck somebody up, he's gonna tear somebody up. And his daughter that I own here, Princess, is the same way. You know, I mean, it is what it is. They're here. You know, can't do nothing about it. Both of them. Chewy and Princess. So I got two dogs. Off of political correctness. Because I didn't put my foot. I should have been assertive. More assertive. Like I know I am. Like, when people are like, man, he's heartless. Or, man, you don't care about anything, do you? That's the answer I should have got. I would have felt better getting that answer. Hearing that, and sometimes you got to disappoint people. Hearing that would have been much better than, oh, he's so good, he got dogs. Because now I got to live with it. Now I got to watch when I record. Because they're going to be barking. I just added another obstacle to my recording, to my what I love doing, and that's recording, doing my videos and doing my podcast and playing my video games, my, you know, the thing that makes me feel good on the side. But they're here, so nothing we can do about that now. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But anyway, man, that's crazy, isn't it? I'm one of those people that grew up using the N-word. Yes, the N-word. You know what N-word I'm talking about, the derogatory N-word. The one you hear in rap music, that N-word. I grew up in Queens, New York. Went to a black, predominantly black schools, mostly all black. I grew up on hip-hop, you know. I'm Hispanic with Haitian blood, you know. It's a long story of why we don't identify as Haitian. It was some runaway from Haiti stuff. But a lot of people in my family don't know that story. They think we're just pure Dominican, but we're not. But anyway, I'm not going to tell that story right now. Anyway, so what was I saying? I used to use the N-word a lot. Growing up, I used it. You know what I'm saying? I was, you know, I grew up in the hood. All my friends, it was a normal thing. It was a normal thing for us, the black and Hispanic, you know, youth at that time, the 80s, 90s, to use that word. Hey, and this, yo, that's my and, that's my this. Now I don't. Every once in a while, if I talk to my old school friend, it might slip out a little bit. Man, that is crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I for the most part, I think I'm 95% done with it. I don't say it like that. I don't think you're gonna hear me say it on the videos. Probably not. You're not gonna hear it on the podcast. If it slips out, it's because I'm angry. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying it in a derogatory way, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. Now, should I be saying it at all? Do I have the right to say it? Or do any of us do? And, you know, as I grow up more, I realize, no, you don't. It's a derogatory word for a that was given as a negative thing, is a negative word that was put on one type of person, one class of people, one race of people as a negative thing, as a bad thing. Now I was watching David Banner talk. And this guy, I used to listen to his music a lot, but he changed. You know, he got all conscious and he wears Africa everything now. and you know, that's cool. Whatever. And I was listening to him talk. And normally, you know, I'm not that guy that's like, you know, all like where, oh my God, everybody in the world is racist. You know, racism is leaking through the walls. You know, and I don't call everything racist. I call what I think is racist, racist, what is really racist, racist, what's not racist, what can be debated. If you have to debate it, it's not racist. Most of the time, like if you got to be like, is that racist? It's probably not racist. But if you can off the bat, you know what I'm saying? If you don't say, is that? If you say, yo, that's racist, that then it is. You know, that blackface sweater that, the blackface sweater that Gucci made, and again, that statement, I'm thinking about it now. I may have said it wrong. The like, if you gotta think about it, if it's racist to you, you know what I'm saying? Because it may mean something different to other people, and that's what I'm talking about with the N-word. But if it's racist to you, then and you don't have to think, is that racist to me? Then it's racist. You know what I'm saying? It's racist to you. It may not be racist to me because I don't know. I just can't identify with whatever that is. So when they made the blackface thing, right? I was like, I looked at it, right? I didn't even know they made it until somebody said something. You know what I mean? I didn't think nothing of it when I saw it. I actually thought it was pretty cool because it had a hole. I said, okay, that's for cold weather. You put it up, it has a hole so you could talk or whatever, right? Now, to me, what I said when I saw it, this is before they said the whole racist thing. I just happened to see it as an advertisement. I don't know why I saw it, but I don't remember what I was in. It was at work. I remember I was on the internet. And I was, I don't know what it was, but it came up Versace and then Gucci and then whatever, Prada. And I saw the sweater and I said, man, I was like, why'd they have to put lips on it? That looks stupid. They should have just left a black hole, you know, just a hole so you could put your mouth, so, you know, if you could, so you could talk in the winter. That's what I thought. That's what I thought the direction they were going. I thought that was for that. But they added the lips because it's Gucci. And they, if they add the lips, now they put the Gucci label, they could sell it for $400, right? So I was like, okay. A minute later, I see T.I., the, you know, people protesting and the blackface. Once they said that, then I said, oh my God, yes, it does look like blackface. You know what I mean? And then they had, you know, like a white chick wearing it. Had it, would it had to have the same effect if it was a black chick wearing it? I don't know. If a black woman was wearing it instead of that white girl, would it have that same effect? You know what I mean? They probably they should have put a black girl to wear it. And just to, if they were trying to test the waters, which I think they were, I think they were testing the waters. I don't know why I feel like they were testing the waters a little bit. They should have put a black girl because this way they could have saved face if it backfired. You know what I'm saying? So they, anyway, they did the whole blackface thing, right? Blackface sweater, which is with the white girl. So I was like, oh, fuck, this is bad. This is bad. Bad for them. And, you know, because the trend, I think, and it, and somebody mentioned it, and it's true, the trend that people are doing now, or companies, is they're trying to be, they do something bold that gets them in the headlines and their sales go up. I don't know how that, they do something disrespectful and their sales go up. They do something, you know, Gillette did it with the men. Nike did it with Kaepernick. Not disrespectful, but controversial, and their sales go up. So Versace's like, well, how are we going to be controversial? Oh, let's put red lips on a black sweater with a hole where the lips go and put a white girl in it. Boom. Controversy at its finest. Right? They really didn't think that out. But anyway, so back to the N-word, back to David Banner. So David Banner said, if he made a point, he said, because he was talking about, you know, people getting passed. I hate hearing that. I hate, you know, people getting passes. What the hell's a pass? How do you give somebody a pass? A pass. You have no, I don't care who you are, black, white, Hispanic. You don't have a human pass to give to anyone. You know what I mean? Oh, you get a pass to say, you know, to say that. No, you don't control anybody. Nobody controls anybody. You don't give a pass to anything. You know what I mean? You only get a hallway pass and a pass to go into the building. That's different. I'm talking, you don't get a pass for what people say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get a black card or whatever they call it. You know, this white dude, you know, he could say the N-word because his girlfriend's black and he grew up in the hood. No, you don't get a pass. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid. I hate when people say you get a pass. Who are you to give passes, first of all? You know what I mean? Give a pass. But anyway, so I was thinking, like, I was listening to David Banner, and he said, it's a respect thing. He said, if you get, because the N-word was used as a derogatory thing, something to bring people down, something to make them feel bad, something to make them feel less than dirt, right? And that's, and we know that. You know, so it's derogatory things. So he told, it was a Vlad interview, and he told Vlad, if somebody stabbed you in the neck, right? You went to the hospital, whatever. He's like, when I'm around you, I'm not going to be twirling a knife and, you know, talking about new knives I got and all this thing out of respect because something negative happened to you with that. You know what I'm saying? And I understood what he meant. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's another example? You know, if one of your family members was in one of those school shootings, God forbid, I hate to use this example, man, but If one of your family members was in this school shooting, right? I'm not gonna be, and I'm hanging around you, I'm not gonna be talking about how much I love my guns. I'm not gonna be talking about how I learned to snipe. I'm not gonna be talking about, I'm gonna try to avoid guns, period. As far as talking about, I'm not saying I'm gonna give up my gun. I'm saying I'm not gonna do that around because I know something bad is associated with you and that particular thing. In this case, the N-word is something associated bad with African-Americans, right? So why would we say it? Now, here's a problem we have. I say, well, we have glamorized. It's a glamour thing now. We say, you know what I mean? I heard Soulja Boy, he was talking about that, back to that Gucci thing. He was he made a video where he was like, he was like, fuck Gucci and this, that, and the third. Blah, blah, blah. Martin Luther King died for this. Igga, this, igga, that. He dropped, I don't know how many N-bombs he dropped, man. Like, there was more N-bombs than other words in that paragraph. You know what I mean? And to use Martin Luther King in the same paragraph that you're using the N-word so many times is kind of weird. Ironic. It's kind of like, yeah, man, you talking about the man did so much for you, but you over here glamorizing that, you know, making it look like a thing of power. When you say the N-word, it sounds powerful. It's not. I'm not blaming African Americans or something. I think, look, because you don't hear any other race glamorizing their derogatory terms. You don't hear the Spanish going, "Hey, what's up, Spick?" You don't hear the Jewish going, "Hey, Kike, what's going on?" You know what I'm saying? You don't hear the Germans calling each other Kraut. But then, that's the point. That's what I was thinking, right? And then David Banner, as I was, it's like he was hearing my thoughts. He goes, you don't have the same history here. You know what I'm saying? Granted, let's be realistic, you know. And I, look, I'm not one, like I said, to be like, yo, this is race. But Black history is not that far away. It's like, it just happened. Like this, like slavery, 400 years ago, for 400, 500 years of slavery is not that far. Isn't it, you know what I'm saying? Racism and Jim Crow, that's right there. It's like we can still see it. You know what I'm saying? Like if you look down the timeline, it's still there. It's not like the Spanish Inquisition or something we're talking about. It's not like Rome taking over. That's really far out. You know what I'm saying? This is still here. You know what I mean? It's still it's right there. It's like the wound is fresh still. There's a scab. If you peel it, there's going to be blood under it. It may not be bleeding profusely, but it's still, you know, when you peel a scab and it's too early to peel it, the skin still hasn't healed. That's what it's like. So, but what happened was when they abolished slavery and then, civil rights and all that stuff, they never really crossed over to educate everyone. So what happened was, I think we started using that word normally in the normal vocabulary, Black people, whatever. And then when the Hispanics came, they intermingled, you know what I'm saying? And Hispanics, and like David Banner said, he made a good point. Everybody has a derogatory term to their race. But the problem is everybody has a flag behind it. You know what I'm saying? If you call Mexicans something, yeah. If you call Mexicans big or whatever, or Hispanics, whatever, there's a flag behind that. So people gonna get mad. There's a race that's gonna come together and think. With he said, with African Americans, yeah, we're African Americans, but there's no country in Africa that actually represents you. Like, you can't, like, if you tell an African American man, if we're racist against an African-American, if somebody's racist as an African-American, there's no country in Africa that's going to be like, yo, you know, that's going to stand up and take claim. Hell, they disclaim them. They not disclaim them. I lived in Africa. Okay. And they'll say, nah, he's not African. You know, you say, look at this guy here. He did it. And, you know, he's African American. Like, he's not African. What the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, you know, I didn't argue with him, but I was like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Unfortunately, that's what happened with slavery. They robbed them completely. Completely. Took the culture, took everything. Everything's gone. So African Americans had to create a new culture. They started from scratch and it's still fairly new. You know what I'm saying? So we're in a crossroads because we're saying, yo, that word is bad. Don't say it. Yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? But then we're over here giving passes. You know what I'm saying? To people, we're like, yo, you get a pass. You get a pass. Right? First of all, nobody can give anybody a pass. I don't care who you are. Nah, he gets a pass. No, he don't. No, he don't. You ain't nobody to give a pass. That's dumb. You know what I'm saying? Don't give a pass. No. That's not even a thing. Like, you know, 6ix9ine over there saying, you know, the N-word left and right. I was like, you know, a lot of my boys, man, we was black and Hispanic. And we, you know, we were saying the N-word left and right. It's like, bruh, you know what I'm saying? The Hispanic ones and the black. You know, all of us just, and it was normal. It still is. It's a man. You know what I mean? But I don't think anybody should say it. Get it? Look, if it's an offensive word that was used to bring down people, don't use it. Don't use it in music. Don't use it at all. Here's what I think would happen. Why is it that African Americans have to fight for that word? Think about it. You fight for it. When I say fight for it, if somebody says it, like, oh, he used the N-word, and then there's a rebuttal. Why is there a rebuttal? Because it is so common to hear it. It is, even though, yeah, it's coming from African Americans and rap, it's our culture, but whatever, that was your culture. But you've made it into something glamorous. When you say it, you make money. You put it in your music. You said it, you made money. You put it in your comedy. You said it, you made money. So it's glamorous. So of course, there's going to be people who think, well, it's glamorous. It can't be that bad. When it is. Stop saying it. Now, think about this. You always get a rebuttal. There's always, well, no. Because like when what's his name? Bill Meyer said it. He said, oh, my house and whatever, right? He said it. And of course, there was backlash. Oh, he said, and then, you know, apologies, whatever he said. But it really wasn't that bad, right? Apologize on Twitter, and Ice Cube went to the show and said, no, you can't say it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, okay. But it's not, eh. It's like, eh. That wasn't really anything. It's like, eh. Now, picture that same scenario. If black people did not say that word. If black people didn't glamorize it. If minorities, Hispanics alike too. You know, because Hispanics are like coming different. You know, Hispanics are black and white and, you know, in the middle like me. So, picture if nobody said it. Picture if we just said, nah, get rid of that. We didn't put it in music. We didn't glamorize it. We didn't make money off of it. You know what I'm saying? Picture if we didn't do that. And Bill Murray has said that. Do you know how bad that would have been? As a matter of fact, I don't think he would have said it. if it wasn't in rap music, if it wasn't in culture, if it wasn't said so frequently by everyone and glamorized and made and it made money, when somebody else said it, oh my God. Bro, I can't even think about that. It would have been, he probably would have lost the show. He would have lost the show. All the white people would have been like, bro, you out of your damn mind. That is not even a thing. That is blasphemy. You know what I'm saying? But you got the people that protected him that said, yo, yeah, whatever. Because it is so normal that people can't see it as bad as you see it. And I say as bad as African-Americans see it. You know what I mean? They don't see it as bad as they do. Because it's so glamorized. They just heard a song that had the word in it like 400 times. You know what I'm saying? It's normal. It is normal. They've normalized the word, but then at the same time saying, don't say it. It's normal to say it. It's cool to say it. It's in my songs. It's in my comedy act. It's in my movie. Whatever. Normal to say it. You know, it's a normal everyday talk, but don't say it. There's a word that I can say that you can't. Why is that? Why is there a word that you can say but I can't? See why it's hard? It's hard to refute that. And you could say it all day. You'd be like, oh, no, you should say that. It's racist. Oh, he said the N-word. No, no, and protest. But guess what? It's still going to happen because the next day, because as soon as the protest is over, what do? We pop in the CD. That's how old I am. We go ahead and turn our radio on and we got end this, end that. That's my end. You know what I'm saying? And what we hear vibing to, we go to the club, we saying it loud. So it's like, what? Wait. Do you not like it? Or, I mean... You know what I mean? I'm not saying you don't talk about it. You do talk about it because obviously you got to know the history. You have to know the history to understand. And if you really know the history, I think if you really know the history, really know it, you wouldn't say it. If you cared, actually, if you cared, you wouldn't say it. If you don't care, you say it. I mean, you say whatever the hell you want to say. I'm choosing... You know, I chose a while back to kind of like, and I had to cut down because like we used it so much. I used it so much. Yo, that's my end. And every once in a while, it still slips out. You know, I was talking to my boys the other day, and he was like, "Yo, this is crazy, you know, whatever." And I was like, "Man, it's getting to a point where it stands out now when somebody says it to me." So I know, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, let me. So I tried, so I substituted with dude or this motherfucker or this guy or this, you know what I mean? And it's weird, you know, the N-word. The N-word is it's on a crossroads where some people use it as a glamorous thing, as a sign of strength. Because it's what it is. Soulja Boy, for example. That's just one little example out of billions where it's used as a sign of strength. He was aggressive. He was like, man, Gucci, fuck that. Crazy. How the hell? And he was saying, fuck Mayweather. That. You know what I mean? Now, Mayweather... I'm not going to talk about Mayweather, but Mayweather made a video where he's like, look, man, I'm going to do what I do, man. I'm going to go. I like Gucci. I'm going to go. I like the clothes. I'm going to go get some clothes. He spent like $100,000 in Gucci, whatever. You know what I mean? Shopping over there. That's what he does. He's like, I'm not going to let anybody tell me not to shop here. I'm not here to judge whether he should have or shouldn't have. That's on him. Whatever. You know, he got his own money. He does what he feels he got to do. And it offended a lot of rappers. You know what I mean? Because of the whole blackface thing. But I don't know, man. That N-word is at a crossroads, man. And somebody has to make a choice. Somebody has to decide. Everybody got to get together and be like, look, man, we're going to take it away. We're going to make it where you don't use that. Don't use it. You use the N-word, we're not putting the song out. But music companies like that because it sells. That negative term that everybody hates, the negative word that is offensive, the word that brings people down, makes money. So they're going to put it out. It's going to get put out. You know what I mean? We're going to put that word out because it makes money. But oh, wait, he said it. Oh my God. So either way, it's going to make money. Either way, it's going to make money because, like when Bill Maher, that's just an example, said it. A lot of views. It was oh my God, views out the yin yang. And what's views? Views is more money. More views, more money. You know, when Ice Cube went out there to say, hey, don't say that word, views is more money. We still talk about the N-word. But then we would turn around and make music with the N-word, which is more money too. So that word, how is it a bad thing if it's bringing in so much money and making people rich? Is that bad? Or is it good? Or is it just normal like any other word? It's decent. It's the meaning. Double-edged sword. It's good and bad that we've taken away the power it had. But it's bad because it still has that meaning. And we've taken away the power it had. It still has that meaning, but we took it away. So now it's there, has that meaning, but not the effect that it had. I'm sorry, effect. Power, effect, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell? So me, I'm not using it. I used to. I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? My wife grew up using it too a lot. It's she says it sometimes. We're trying not to talk like that. It was, as you get older, man, it just sounds weird when you say it. It just sounds like real ignorant when you say it. You get older, it's like, yeah, I probably shouldn't be saying this. You know what I mean? As you get older, you got to change. There's things that change. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's like, keep it real. You stay in the hood. No, you don't. No, you don't. I moved out of the hood, okay? I moved out of the hood. I didn't forget where I'm from. Yeah, I know. But, you know, there's shit you got to do. When you live in a nice neighborhood now, you got to be nice. You ain't going to do hood stuff because you're going to get kicked out of the neighborhood. Bottom line. All right? Let's keep it real if you want to keep it real. That's where it is. You don't do hood stuff in a place where it's not hood. You know what I mean? I can't get away with just leaving trash everywhere outside because I'm going to get a ticket. You know what I mean? I can't park my car on the lawn like I would in the hood because I'm going to get a ticket. And this community's mixed, okay? This isn't a white community, no. Everybody think, oh, white community. No, it's not a white community at all. Actually, I still have yet to see a white person here. You know what I mean? So, no. I think, I'm trying to think if there is a white, I think there may be one or two. I don't know if they're white or Puerto Rican, but I don't know, whatever. Either way, this is black families and Hispanics here. So, no, we chose to make this neighborhood, and it's a middle-class neighborhood, and it's, it's nothing hood about it. You know, there's nothing hood. This is a Leave It to Beaver community here. Leave It to Beaver town. You know, everybody's got the houses, the dogs, cars. You know, they go to work, come home, you know, have little barbecues, say hi to the neighbor, that type stuff. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's it, man. Let's go ahead and end it right here, man. I'll come back next Friday, man. I'm going to do this shit every Friday. It's actually better because I was feeling pressured every day. Every once in a while, I'll throw out, if it's something for 4 minutes, I'll throw it out real quick. you know, with my headset and my phone, because it's Anchor, and Anchor's awesome, and it's owned by Spotify. You know what I'm saying? So I could throw it out. It's easy to do it. But as always, man, like I always say, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow me on social media, Instagram, Cigar_Ralphie, and on YouTube, Cigar Ralphie. And I've got Florida Ralphie. It's my old YouTube channel where I used to post the podcast too, but I just changed it to Florida Ralphie, where I just talk about how it is to move in Florida if you want to move, and I show little, you know, different things about Florida. You know, there's like a kind of a vlog. I just have fun with it. Just kind of walk around talking to the camera. That's pretty much all I do. That's Florida Ralphie. And then my gaming channel is just what it is. It's gaming. I just record my gameplay and I put it up there whenever I have time to play video games. All right. So as always, like I said, like, subscribe, follow me on social media, Twitter, Cigar Ralphie. And I will see you on the next smoke.